Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason Pitts joins us every Monday, covers college football for Yahoo Sports, covers all football for Yahoo Sports, Fox Sports radio host as well, one of the most talented human beings we know. You can follow him on X, formerly Twitter, at Jason Fitz. He joins us now. Fitz, he's been a lot of movement in the NFL. Let's start with the in-state team and the Tennessee Titans that have made some moves, obviously went out, get Calvin Ridley. You shore up the offensive line a little bit. Still got a lot of work to do there. Lloyd Cushenberry you bring over. Add a guy we know in Tony Pollard. What have you thought about the Titans' moves so far?
Well, I think the Pollard move is pretty significant because it speaks to the new offense, right? Like, this was not going to be a feed Derrick Henry the ball offense. So they had two backs that in some ways are really similar, but that's what Brian Callahan, the new head coach, wants. He wants versatile backs that he can use in a bunch of different ways. I think we're going to see sort of running back by committee through all of that. The most important thing, and look, I love the Ridley signing. It's showing you, hey, we're going to at least look at Will Levis and make sure that he can be the future. I think the big turn on the entire offseason from the Titans comes with the draft, because if they sit at seven and they walk out of this thing with Joe Alt, well, now between Cushenberry and Alt, they've reimagined half of their offensive line. Yep. In one offseason in a way that I think is really beneficial. So, look, I think the Titans are in the middle of a two-year rebuild, but they've taken big steps towards that in this one year.
And then you've talked about, I want to say it was last Monday before I got out of here, you love Derrick Henry in Baltimore, right? I mean, that's hard not to love, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%, because a couple of things. Like, he's not going to be asked to do what he's had to do for the Titans. Also, the Titans' offensive line last year was trash. This year it isn't. Also, for the last, you know, 5-6 years, you know, the one thing you got to take away from the Titans and Derrick Henry, right? Like, now what do you do when, like, let's be real, if you want to focus on taking away Derrick Henry, Lamar's going to eat, right? So yep. I feel like it's a perfect situation for Derrick Henry. He goes in, it's basically a two-year deal with some incentives in it. He's going to make a bunch of money. I think it makes the Ravens better. It gives them the one thing they've lacked at the running back position, which is durability, right? Like, somebody they can rely on. I think it was a home run move for the team and for the player.
How would you characterize what Pittsburgh has done now and overhauling its quarterback situation, now bringing in Justin Fields to add to Russell Wilson? What do you think? How's that going to go, Fitzy?
It's not going to go well. And the one thing you can't do is get married just because you're lonely. Like, you can't in this situation, just because you don't have a quarterback doesn't mean you start desperately reaching for one. And I'll buy all day long that Russ costs no money, so who cares?
Right, fine.
But they've now got two guys in that room that I don't believe are the guy moving forward. And I'm not sure what, you know, Justin Fields is somebody that I think has had nice moments. But, man, like, how's he going to get better sitting there watching Russ, A, number one, and B, like, what are they really doing? Like, they've got two mid-level at best quarterbacks if everything works out. I know that they weren't in a position to get a better quarterback this year, but it just feels like they're desperately, like, they're lonely and the biological clock is ticking at the quarterback position, and so they're desperately trying to get one. But let's be real. The expectation for the Steelers has always been Super Bowls.
Right.
I don't think either of these quarterbacks, even if everything breaks right for either of these quarterbacks, they're not Super Bowl caliber quarterbacks. So all they did was buy mediocrity for a few more years.
Is that a deal where first game Russ throws two picks because you could technically say, hey, we don't know exactly, you know, the full ceiling on Fields. You go ahead and throw him in there. Is that it? You know, for the Bears, and the reason I would care is I think it goes up to a fourth rounder if he plays 51% of the snaps or whatever. Is that a half and half deal? Do you think we see both of them? Some have talked platoon system this morning. I doubt we see that. How do you think it plays out? Does Russ lose the job in the first couple of weeks or no?
Russ loses the job by week six to me. Like, they'll give him enough time to be respectful of the veteran year. But, man, once we hit week six, Russ going to lose that job, and Fields is going to get every chance to win it. I think that pick's going to be a fourth rounder by the time it's said and done.
Okay, what do you think about, you know, I've asked you about Caleb Williams and the Bears in terms of the draft, but what do you think they've done? How do you how would you grade what they've done here in free agency? You go get DeAndre Swift as a running back. You'll add him, I suppose, to a group that includes Roschon Johnson, Khalil Herbert. You add Keenan Allen as what I'm assuming is going to be your number two. A little bit long in the tooth, but the production is still there. And, again, you're making him a two-receiver opposite DJ Moore. What have you thought about the Bears' moves?
I mean, think about it. They now have one of the best 1-2 punches at receiver
like
in the NFL.
Okay, I needed you to say that as opposed to the fan and me just kind of hoping that.
Like, can you imagine a better situation for Caleb to come into? I mean, I feel like this is, and look, what do you say about the Titans? Like, sometimes you got to get weapons around to see if you've got the guy. I would argue it's an even smarter strategy if you can to have as many weapons around to see if you've got the guy, right? Like,
yes.
And that's what they'll have with Caleb from day one. Like, Caleb walks into a team where the offensive line is going to be better. The defense is already good. They were able to use a lot of their pocket money to keep guys in the house that they needed to keep. They get a little bit more depth at the running back position, which I think they needed, let the best man win that job. And now Caleb's thrown to two really good receivers and a top-10 tight end in the NFL. Like, I think the Bears' offense is going to be reimagined. I don't know if they'll take a Texans-like step forward, but I think that we're talking about the Bears in a much different way a year today than we are right now.
Yep, ask Jalen Hurts how much having Devontae and A.J. Brown, right? One of those guys on a rookie deal, so you can do it. But Cincinnati, you know, you have a hard time a lot of times keeping two ones. That's what you can't do in the NFL because you can't pay two ones. Ask Cincinnati, and yeah, in a lot of ways, the Bears are going to have two ones, at least for next season with Keenan Allen on that final year of that deal. Is there a team that you feel like has gone above and beyond and really, really improved themselves more than the others?
No, I think, I mean, look, I'll show a little of my bias. I think the Raiders' moves were spectacular.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins next to Max Crosby makes their strength stronger, but I think that's the trend, and this is what I think everybody can look at from free agency, no matter the team. One of the trends we've seen now is, hey, I'm going to make my strength superhuman. And that's, I think, a smart strategy. Instead of sitting there like 5 years ago, it was got to have balance, got to be good on both sides of the ball, got to be good in all three phases of the game. I think that's dead. What we're seeing right now is, okay, I've got a really deep receiver room. I'm going to add more. I've got really deep running backs. I'm going to add more. I've got a good offensive line. I'm going to add more. I've got a good defense. I'm going to add more. Like, I think instead of looking at depth, everybody's looking at it and saying, well, if we can make our one strength superhuman, that's going to be absolutely impactful. And when you look at the Raiders with Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby side by side, two of the highest number snap percentages per their position. They play all the time. Two of the most double-teamed guys in the NFL at their position. They get beat up all the time. Like, that can't happen when they're side by side. So I think the Raiders made themselves more competitive knowing they can't get a quarterback in this year's draft by simply addressing the defensive line.
Well, I can't ask you about Penny Hardaway and Memphis's chances in an NCAA tournament, but I can ask you, who's your squad going in? Are you a guy that's riding with UConn? Even though that path looks tougher than it should be for the number one overall seed, man, UConn just feels like it's at a different level than the rest of college basketball. Where are you sort of at on your tournament pick and who you like?
Yeah, no, UConn got jobbed in that, by the way. I hated their poll, but I still have UConn winning it all. And here's the reason. Like, you know, the reason, for example, I'm completely out on Tennessee in this year's tournament.
Oh, tell me why.
Dalton is one of the best players in the country.
Yep.
That's all they got. And what did we see in the SEC championship game or in the SEC tournament? When he has it off for no good reason, they get absolutely manhandled. The reason Purdue, I don't trust Purdue because, like, fine, they might get through the first two rounds, but when a coach has a week to figure out what to do with Zach Edey and how to figure out what to do with whoever's going to be their 1A that night, it's easy to eliminate. You can't be one deep. And what Connecticut is so good at is they've got a big man that can actually make an impact, so you have to defend him, and they are just they're deep. There's 7-8 guys across the board that could go through everything. I think Houston got a little bit of a wake-up call for them, let's see if that charges them. But there isn't a deeper team in the country in my mind. So I think Connecticut absolutely is standing here looking really solid. I also, frankly, think Marquette has a pretty good shot at going on a run the way their bracket worked out. The Big East didn't get many, but the ones they got are teams that you don't want to reckon with.
Yeah, that Marquette team's got a Memphian on it, Cam Jones. It's really stepped up with Tyler Kolek being out. Really love that that kid at 6'5", 200 pounds. He's a Memphian. We know him well. All right, you mentioned the Big East. Was it poetic justice that Rick Pitino, three, four weeks after throwing your team under the bus, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, gets snubbed? I mean, they had a pretty good case. Were you feeling for him, or is that a deal where, hey, man, a little bit of poetic justice served there?
I think he needed a big old slice of humble pie, and he got it. Like,
I have a hard time feeling bad for him. The player's one thing, but for Patino, who's just throwing them on the bus now, I don't feel bad for you.
Yeah, all Patino had to say to change that entire rant was, man, I didn't do a good enough job getting the right guys in the room. And he never did that. He never took any ownership in it. So, yeah, I mean, I was quite satisfied that he got left out. And I do want to say, too, like, I know everybody talks about the teams being left out and why that means we should expand. Nah, nope. I am just, it's already a diluted field with games that are going to get, the teams that are going to get crushed. I know we want everybody to have this experience, but I like the fact that there is some drama going into it. Like, I was all the way up to the end. It was like, man, is Michigan State's 25-year streak going to end today? Like, if we have an expanded bracket, we don't have that drama. So
I'm with you.
But, yeah, no heart loss, no heartbreak for him getting left out.
I think, John, when he gets back tomorrow, we're going to officially sort of put in our picks for it. But is there one Jason Fitz dark horse that you want to, in terms of doing my research, that I need to keep an eye on? Is there one team maybe a little bit off the radar that you like a lot?
No, I don't think they're off the radar, but I think Auburn played really well in the
SEC
tournament.
They
and
are.
I sat back and I said, man, like, I don't know. There's something about – I don't trust Big Ten teams because they're not used to running and gunning, so I don't trust their offense in these things if they get behind. But I do trust SEC teams. They've gone through a pretty good gauntlet. Obviously, Big 12's gone through a good gauntlet too. So I just think any team from the SEC or the Big 12, if it's a flip of the coin, I'm going with that conference that I had to go through a little bit, and Auburn is playing really well right now.
Fitz, we look forward to talking to you more, especially as we get closer to the draft, brother. I know you'll have a lot of great stuff, and you can tell me whether Bears are making the right move taking Caleb. Surely they're not going to do something stupid and trade back, right? I mean, at this point, he's the guy you got to take.
Yeah, they're taking him, and it's going to be a home run pick, and I don't care what anybody says. I think you're getting your quarterback for the next 10 years. I think this is simple. Caleb is great.
You are giving me goosebumps, brother. I appreciate you. Have a great week, Fitz.
Have a great week.
You too, brother. He is Jason Fitz. You can follow him on X at Jason Fitz of Yahoo Sports and Fox Sports Radio. Yeah, see, I have a hard time.
Get excited, Jason.
Trying to be objective.
Get excited.
And because I feel excited. I feel like that's
good.
Bubbling over.
Yeah.
But when I hear Fitz say, you guys could have one of the best receiving tandems in football.
Say.
DJ Moorcock for 1,300 yards last year.
He's good.
Keenan Allen is still good. Missed a couple games last year and still caught for over 1,000 yards. I think it was five of the last seven seasons, plus 100 catches, plus 1,000 yards. He's a production man. And if you're asking him to come in and be the two, ooh, Caleb Williams got some weapons. I'm going to hand
awesome.
It off to – I might even throw it to DeAndre Swift out of the backfield. What is – it's like night and day.
It does feel good.
But I felt good about Justin Fields. I ran around my house.
Yeah.
I ran around my house. John had me on video. We were on a call. And I ran all over the house when we got Justin Fields. I thought my luck was changing then. I was wrong. Better not be a repeat story on Caleb. He's different, bro. He's not just – he can win a game from the pocket with the arm. We already know that about him.
Yeah.
He's got the legs. Hell, I heard Ryan Clark said the moment that Caleb Williams enters the league, he is the second biggest threat with his feet in the NFL behind Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Now, I didn't get that off of him from you. Like, I know he's got – the durability's there. He can move. He's an athlete. But, like, the second – what about Josh Allen? When he's in the open field,
yeah,
like he's a threat too with it, the way he can run. I'm just thinking about running quarterbacks. Ryan Clark put him right behind Lamar Jackson. Hell, Justin Fields, when he's running, is one of the most dangerous quarterbacks in the NFL. The idea that there's Lamar Jackson as a runner, and then he's saying Caleb Williams with his feet is right behind. He has one too that says the Bears will not miss, cannot miss, that Caleb Williams is the guy, and will just wow folks. We'll be talking about him in the upper echelon in the in the early stages of his career.
He had practice at USC because that line was not as fantastic as I think as people hoped.
My Bears have we've gone and we've shored up the offensive line a little bit for him.
Yeah.
Again, that keep him upright.
Yeah.
You got Cole Kmet. You went and got Gerald Everett from the Chargers, another tight end.
I mean, it
is
sounds good.
The year
it should be.
I'm starting to feel it.
It should be.
I'm trying to temper my enthusiasm. Like Tigers.
It's one of the things
I was excited about that too when they were 15-2, number 10 in the country.
I appreciate it about you. You temper, and you generally are pretty good about tempering stuff.
No, right. And when I get giddy, usually it's a sign that something's big.
Something's wrong.
But I got giddy about Tigers this year.
Yeah,
I did.
No, I think everybody did.
And
though that was just a miss. I think that was just a miss. I mean, in fairness,
it was a house of cards, Brad.
Everybody was excited about Tigers basketball.
It was a house of cards. I think. Folded up as soon as you took one card out.
Well, within the same season, it wasn't like, I mean, it's never happened, that kind of a fold. Has it ever happened where a team like just drops like that out of the top 10?
No.
It's one thing to drop out of the 10.
Not a Memphis team.
Not a Memphis team. I mean, I will say this. If I were John, and I know John really wanted him to be ranked that high, that's something I wouldn't do again, is pine for them to be in the top 10, regardless of what your resume
is. Difference, this wasn't a preseason ranking.
Right.
This John was doing it after Memphis, and I had earned it to that point with what they'd done. Again, that 15-2 was legit with the wins that you had. You were beating teams that are now in the tournament, Clemson, Texas A&M. You were beating those teams.
But
that wasn't
Penny,
a mirage.
Penny has not earned the right now
to do that again. In terms of asking for more attention or being worried about your ranking at this point, with what you know, what you need to be concerned about is results on the court.
Right.
You know, you can't change perception with coach speak.
Right. Right.
The results dictate that.
You have to perform.
That's it. You can't make us believe you're doing a great job when you came, you know.
Right.
You were doing a great job. I'm with you. This year, it fell off. And so what you have to hold on to now is, it's on me. I'm a man on fire, as he said. I'm going to fix it. No more on the players or anything else. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.